Good afternoon, brethren. Glad to see all of you. Hope the peace so far is going well for everyone. It's a proven fact from the scriptures that God blesses those who keep His commandments. We are specifically commanded by God to rejoice at the Feast of Tabernacles. But why? And what should we rejoice about? There's no doubt in our minds, brethren, we all like to be happy. After all, God designed us to be that way. He knows happiness is the best for all of us. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 11, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 11, Apostle Paul calls God the blessed God. The word blessed here can actually be translated happy. So God is a happy God. And that's the way He wants us to be always. He ordained His commandments and laws for the purpose of producing and preserving happiness. This may seem hard for most people, but the Bible shows God wants us to learn to rejoice at all times. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4, Philippians 4 verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." The sermonette title for today, what should we rejoice about? So my purpose is to show you how to fulfill Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. God says, "You shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. When you have gathered from your threshing floor and from your winepress, and you shall rejoice in your feast, you and your son and your daughter, your male servant and your female servant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow who are within your gates. 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast to the Lord your God in a place which the Lord chooses, because the Lord your God will bless you in all the work of your hands, so that you surely rejoice." Not only should we rejoice, brethren, as an individual, but we should help others to rejoice. The feast is a time to come together with members of your family to worship before the great Creator. It is a family occasion. God's church is a family. Among the instruction God gave about how to observe the Feast of Tabernacles, time and time again, He gave the commandment to rejoice. God says, You shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. And we find this in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 40. There are many reasons why we should rejoice at the feast. I only have time to give you a few. So what should we rejoice about at the Feast of Tabernacles? I want to give you 3 important things that we should rejoice about. Point number 1, we should rejoice about the present. The Feast of Tabernacles is an excellent opportunity to take an inventory of our blessings, to be thankful for them, and to tell others about them. God listened to those kinds of conversation and blesses them in a book of remembrance that is noted in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So as a book of remembrance was written before him for those who feared the Lord, who meditate on his name. So we should be thankful, brethren, for the fact that God has called you, that you are among those personally, individually selected by the Almighty God to be a part of his work, to be partakers of his way of life, and to protect, to partake of the salvation that is offered to us now. Rejoice. Be thankful for the Holy Spirit, the church, and the brethren. Point number two. We should rejoice about the future. As God's children, our lot, our inheritance is not in this life. Our hope is to awaken in the resurrection, or to be instantly changed at the second coming of Jesus Christ. So we should never lose sight of this great occasion. At the feast, we are to celebrate the fact that this fleeting life is not all there is. Far from it, brethren. What really counts is the life to come. And only what leads to that life matters now. At the feast this year, take time to view the stars in the night skies. Take time to look up at them. Gaze at the heavens. Let your mind be encompassed at all those lights out there in the known universe. There are estimated in the numbers of more than billions of galaxies, each one with 100 billion stars. Just think, brethren, if we overcome, we will, along with Jesus Christ, inherit all of these galaxies. Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. Verse 7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. What wonderful news that is for us today. Point number three. We should rejoice about having the opportunity to give. You see, brethren, God wants us to give of ourselves in service to others. Giving encouragement and hope to those who may have had a bad day, or maybe going through some difficulty, trials, and tests. We are here, brethren, to encourage those people as we worship and rejoice before God. And as we give of ourselves in serving others, each one of us, as much as lies within us, should make sure not one unpleasant incident mars the feast for ourselves or for others. Looking at all of the blessings God has given us since we had the last Feast of Tabernacles, we can truly rejoice in giving as we take up an offering that God commands us to do. In Deuteronomy chapter 16, in verse 16, the verses that you are very familiar with, God says three times in a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in a place which he chooses, at the feast of unleavened bread, at the feast of weeks, at the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. So if anyone would like to have an envelope, offer an envelope at this time, please raise your hands. And the ushers will bring you an envelope. So we can truly rejoice in giving an offering to God. Notice an example in Scripture. The prayer of David. We find this in 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Begin reading in verse 9. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Begin reading in verse 9. So then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord, and King David also rejoiced greatly. Therefore David blessed the Lord before the assembly, and David said, "Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever." Verse 11, "Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise you, your glorious name." In verse 14, "But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we are given you." So brethren, as we think about rejoicing today, we can truly rejoice about the present. We can truly rejoice about the future. And we can truly rejoice about the awesome opportunity we have in giving back to God. God's holy days are rich in true meanings. So let's all rejoice in all of these meanings. We will now take up an offering. The offertory music will be piano solo entitled "Thank You." The song was composed by and will be played by Mrs. Donna Winningbush. So we will now take up the offering.